Al, what do we know about cardiac effects of lapatinib, and are there any situations where in a patient who has to have the adjuvant Herceptin stopped after, you know, 6 weeks, you know, whatever, a couple of months, and can't get through the year, where it would be rational to consider substituting lapatinib in a non-protocol setting?
So lapatinib is a dual kinase inhibitor that is a small molecule that inhibits the tyrosine kinase activity of both the EGFR and of the HER2 protein. And recent data have suggested that it can have activity in trastuzumab-resistant breast cancer and may have activity as well in HER2 overexpressing trastuzumab-naive breast cancer. So it is being moved forward and is going to be evaluated in prospective randomized clinical trials in the adjuvant setting. So the next generation of trials will include some studies of lapatinib either against trastuzumab or in combination with trastuzumab or in some sequence. There have been a substantial number of patients treated with lapatinib, and so far there has not been a strong cardiotoxicity signal. So I don't have the exact numbers. My sense is there have been over 1,000 patients who've received lapatinib as part of breast cancer clinical trials, and in that literature there seems to be a very low risk of clinically significant congestive heart failure. But most of those patients had survived the trastuzumab stress test, if you will. That is, the majority of those patients had HER2-positive disease, had previously had trastuzumab, did not have whatever trastuzumab causes in the way of cardiotoxicity, and were therefore eligible to go on to these trials. There is a parallel literature because lapatinib has been looked at in non-breast cancer malignancies, and there too, there does not seem to be a strong signal of lapatinib cardiotoxicity, but there are several caveats. One is that most of these patients receive monotherapy, and it may be that chemotherapy potentiates it in some way, as was in the pivotal trial with trastuzumab, and relatively few of these patients have received concurrent anthracycline and lapatinib because of the concerns that were unmasked in the breast cancer historic experience. So it's too soon to say for sure. The evolving data do not suggest a strong incidence of cardiac toxicity. But again, we're talking about relatively rare events, and so it's hard to compare them directly. In terms of the second half of the question, there are no data that one can reasonably, safely, or in terms of efficacy, substitute this for trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting right now. And it is not something I would offer a patient, even, you know, these relatively extraordinary patients that we're discussing today.
Same question to you, Dennis. Not just clinically, what do we know about lapatinib and heart, but also from the lab? Laboratory. And again, are there any situations where you'd utilize it off protocol in a patient who can't continue with trastuzumab?
Well, the drug's not approved, so you're not going to be able to use it off protocol. That makes it simple. Once the drug's approved, that becomes a different story. Hal's right. The mantra that's out there right now is that this is a less cardiotoxic drug, but it hasn't been tested the same way that trastuzumab has. It hasn't had the long-term exposure with the same numbers of patients where you may get this manifestation to start to crop up. And again, as Hal points out, the majority of these patients have passed the trastuzumab stress test. That said, the other, I think, very important point that Hal brought up was that the drug has been used in non-HER2-positive breast cancer. And you would think that if there's going to be a cardiac signal, that you might see it there, because those patients haven't passed any trastuzumab test. And again, the incidence looks low. It's about 0.3%. It's there. And this is clinical congestive heart failure. But that's much less than 4% that you see in the trastuzumab anthracycline-containing regimens used in the adjuvant setting. It'll get tested. It will be tested in the next generation adjuvant trials, and should be. It's an important new drug that needs to be looked at critically, and it could really add to our armamentarium of HER2-positive breast cancer, but it's way too early to tell about what it's going to do, and I wouldn't be substituting right now that drug for trastuzumab.
Any hints from the laboratory in terms of what we might see in the future in terms of lapatinib in the heart? Any reason to think it might be different than trastuzumab?
In the heart, no. You know, there are no good models in the heart. That's why Ken Chen did these knockouts and got the remarkable data he did. He's not the only one that's done it now. Other people have done it too. I think the only good model for anthracycline-based cardiotoxicity is a rabbit model. The mouse and the rat don't have the same phenomena. Now, if you knock the gene out, HER2, you can potentiate the problems that we're seeing in the clinic with patients, but that's not the same as anthracycline-induced cardiotoxicity. So the long answer that I just gave you leads to the short answer of no, there are no data from the laboratory.